This side entrance on East 50th Street is the quiet door of the Waldorf, the one for the towers, the hotel above the hotel. Herbert Hoover lived up there after the White House. General MacArthur lived up there. Kings and presidents signed the register. And in the mid-1930s, the towers had another long-term resident, a slim, scar-faced man the staff knew as Mr. Charles Ross, Suite 39C, $800 a month, cash, no complaints. You would not guess, watching the doorman, that Charles Ross was Lucky Luciano, and that for a few years the most exclusive address in New York was the head office of organized crime in America. From the 39th floor, Luciano ran the commission, the National Board of Directors he founded in 1931 to divide territory and settle disputes among the families. Presidents in the tower and under the whole building, if you have taken this tour's earlier stop, the sealed rail siding that hid Franklin Roosevelt's private train car. This building stacks its secrets by the floor. Now the founding legend, because the commission has won, and the men who lived it told it themselves. To take over, Luciano first had to survive his mentor, Salvatore Maranzano, who had crowned himself boss of all bosses and was, the story goes, drawing up a death list with Luciano's name on it. On September 10, 1931, four men posing as tax agents walked into Maranzano's office at 230 Park Avenue, 10 blocks from where you stand, and shot and stabbed him at his desk. And then, the legend says, came the night of the Sicilian Vespers. Some 40 of the old guard bosses, the mustache Petes, purged across America in a single coordinated day, the old world erased before dinner. Joe Valachi told the story under oath before the Senate in 1963. Joe Bonanno, who was there for all of it, carried a version in his memoir. Inside the family, this is the creation story. Then a historian went looking. In the 1970s, Humbert Nellie combed the newspapers of that week across the country, hunting for the 40 bodies. He found 3, maybe 4 connected killings and no more. So sit with the 2 possibilities, because both are astonishing. Either the Great Purge is a myth, which means the modern mafia wrote itself a founding legend and its own members believed it, or the killings were so quiet, so clean, that most of them never made a single newspaper. The record cannot tell you which. Choose. And be careful with the boss's own version. A book called The Last Testament of Lucky Luciano appeared in 1975, presented as his deathbed memoir, published after everyone who could confirm it was dead. The New York Times sent Nicholas Gage through it, and he cataloged error after error, and its authenticity has been contested ever since. The Don's autobiography may itself be a forgery. In this story, even the confession has a confession. What stands on paper is the ending. Thomas Dewey's prosecutors trace Charles Ross of Suite 39C, and in 1936, the court record of People versus Luciano fixed him at this address. A desk clerk on his payroll tipped him, and he slipped out through the garage, but they took him in Arkansas, and the man from the 39th floor drew 30 to 50 years. The commission he built outlived him. Prosecutors were still charging its members half a century later. Look up at the tower before you go. Somewhere above the flags is 39C. The towers have never much advertised who kept an apartment there. The register, like the legend, keeps its own counsel.